The Mishnah lists out as one of the benefits and great merits one is zaycha to by learning Torah Lishma, v'neisenes le'malchus u'memshala. Neisenes le'malchus u'memshala. It grants him the rule of a king. Malchus, it gives him a kingdom. U'memshala is the dominion of a ruler. It grants him power. The Torah lends a person authority. So what does this mean? What is this referring to? Rav Bakst Zatzal explained that we see by Yaakov Avinu, he was running away from Esav, and he arrived by Lavan, he was penniless. He was a fugitive. Not only that, he was a stranger in an inhospitable environment, as we see later. Most certainly an inhospitable environment, not so into guests and strangers. And at that situation, typically a person keeps his head down, and they certainly don't feel capable of asserting themselves, and certainly not among the natives. Yet what does Yaakov Avinu do? He immediately challenges the shepherds. Why have you gathered all the sheep? It's not time yet. It's not time to gather the sheep. Yaakov just simply can't allow an injustice to take place, and he has the strength of character, the willpower, and he's unfazed by his surroundings, and he confronts the shepherds on their seeming misconduct. Where does that strength come from? It comes from the Torah. The Torah makes a person kingly in character. It grants us a personal strength, a dominion, a total self-confidence, not to be intimidated by anything, simply by knowing the truth, knowing what the emes is, and fighting for that truth, no matter what. We find the same thing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the Tanoim, the Rabbi Yeshua, who was the appointee of the Tanoim to face up against the enemies of the Jews, those who tried to convince the kings and the rulers to oppress the Jews and slandered them endlessly. And Rabbi Yeshua was brilliant. He was so brilliant and fearless in this regard that when he was on his deathbed, the Chachamim worried, who could possibly replace him? Who would be the representative to represent the Jews from now on and protect them? And Rabbi Yeshua told them that when our Chachamim are diminished, Hashem diminishes the threat from the non-Jews equally. So Rabbi Yeshua stood up to the greatest and most powerful people in Rome, the Asabad Datuni, the elders of Athens. They were wealthy, they were powerful, they were influential people, and they didn't like being disagreed with. And certainly not disproven. But Rabbi Yeshua himself stood up to them and disproved them time and time again with courage, not inhibited at all. But we have to know that Rabbi Yeshua himself was frightfully poor. He was a blacksmith by profession, and he was so poor that when Rabbi Gamliel visited his house, he was shocked at his poverty. So how could a person like that, who was on our social status, the way we look at things, that he was way, 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 way down in the ladder, how could he have such internal strength and confidence to oppose the most powerful people in the world? That is how the Torah grants a person Malchus and Memshala. Another thing mentioned in the Mishnah is that by learning Torah Lishma, Megalin loy roze Torah, Hashem reveals the secrets of the Torah to him. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains in Ruach Chaim that essentially all secrets of the Torah are really clear to see. Once we know them, it's like you lift it off a cover, and then it's there. It's clear. It's simple. He says, just as when we don't understand something in Torah, we don't understand a Rashi, we don't understand a Tosfos, we're sweating on a piece of Gemara, and we work on it, and we work on it, and finally we get it. And then once we get it, we think to ourselves often that, one second, how did I not understand this all this time? It's so simple now, it's so clear. What was so confusing about this? And that's the nature of all secrets of the Torah. At some point, it's unclear, it's difficult, and we have to work through it. But once we put in the effort and Hashem lifts off the veil, He gives us that siyata d'shmaya, it becomes so simple and clear that it's simply revealing something that was there all along. That's what it means, megalin loy roze Torah, that Hashem simply reveals the secrets of the Torah and they become as clear and simple as if they were always there all along.